Forgotten America now has a voice. America's Voice, Steve Gruber.
All right, the shooter. The shooter in this most recent Texas massacre where 7 people were killed. 29 shots, 7 killed between Midland and Odessa, Texas over the weekend. This guy was barred from buying and owning firearms. It was illegal for him to have any firearms. Authorities are trying to figure out where they're set after bought this gun used in the deadly attack through a private sale. They're not sure. He was barred because of a mental health determination by a local court that prevented the purchase, according to officials. That, according to the Knicks background check, he was denied in 2014. 36 years old is Ator. Considered to be a prohibited person under federal laws that bought his firearm, possibly in a private sale, adds a new dimension to the universal background check conversation. It certainly would. It would certainly give ammunition, if you will, to those on the anti-gun side of the slate. Most Americans support universal background checks now, and this would add fuel to that fire if it's determined this guy bought the gun illegally and possessed it illegally because there was no background check done, and the seller would have had no way of knowing that. But he failed a background check previously and should not have had a gun in the first place. Now, universal background checks, according to some people, are a prelude to a national registration of guns, a registry that would have on file you, your name, your guns, how many guns you own, all of it. John Lott is on this program regularly. And Dr. John Lott says if a universal background check comes to pass, in his estimation, that is just the foundation and the first step, or the latest step maybe, to having a national gun registry. It's bite number 4 from Dr. John Lott. Go.
If you get a Democrat president and they were to pass something like this universal background check, I think it's just a prelude to having national registration of guns. You know, this legislation right now officially says that it's not going to be used for registration, but the thing is this information is kept by the licensed dealers. And 5 years from now, if you have a Democratic Congress and a Democratic president, they could just tell all the licensed dealers, you know, all that information you've been collecting, send it to the federal government, and you have an instant national registration of guns.
And there you have it. An instant national registration of guns fueled by a background check system that is universal for all gun sales. However, as we've discussed on this program, is it prohibitive? And you can send me notes, and I'm sure you will. You can send me notes because I am not opposed to a universal background check system. I, however, think that people of low income should be able to not be charged the background check fee. A background check fee cannot be prohibitive to owning and exercising your constitutional rights. From Mike in Boynton City, Michigan, I get this letter, and I go to the mailbag often, so if you have something to say, please drop me a line. Go to stevegruber.com, drop me a note. Here's what it says. So once again, some nut job sociopath has committed an atrocity. And as tragic as that is, we need to have a knee-jerk reaction to fix this problem. Let's think about what's advocated. Let's pass a law to stop people who do not follow and intend to violate the law, but will restrict the rights of those who do follow the law. We are a nation of 330 million people, and just for the sake of argument, let's assume this type of thing happens 12 times a year. That works out to a fraction of 1% of the entire population. In fact, it's 6 zeros and a 4, according to Mike. And we're going to fix that? How does that same logic work on drug driving, drug abuse, buying illegal drugs, and so forth? Well, Mike, a lot of truth in what you say there. But if it is shown, I can assure you, if it is shown that this shooter in Texas bought that firearm somehow in a private sale where no background check was conducted, I can assure you that that will fuel the move towards universal background checks, as they call them. Now, of course, that's just the next step. Also yesterday, the headlines, Walmart discontinuing the sale of some ammunition, asking clerks and customers that they understand that's going to be the policy, and also asking customers not to open carry. I think open carry is a bad idea as a general rule anyway. Just because something's legal doesn't make it sensible. All right. Open carry does nothing more than to frighten some people who otherwise might be your supporters, who otherwise might think it's okay for you to have a concealed carry permit, who might otherwise think it's okay for you to have a semi-automatic handgun under your coat. But when you open carry, in my estimation, you turn off a lot of people. You turn people away from the common sense argument of why I believe it's okay for me to defend myself, my family, my home, my community. So open carry is something that Walmart's asking its customers not to do. Walmart also will be continuing to sell ammunition, but not ammunition for handguns, not ammunition for short rifles, and they will not be selling any handguns in Alaska going forward. At this point, Walmart still sells handguns in Alaska. Well, no more. No more. They're going to bring that to an end as well. So let's see here. Walmart will request that customers no longer open carry 4,700 U.S. stores or at Sam's Club stores either. They will continue to sell long-barreled deer rifles and shotguns and ammunition for those firearms. And Walmart will also continue to allow concealed carry by customers with permits in its store, which is appropriate. And I happen to agree with Walmart. Why would you open carry? Unless your point is just to rub somebody's nose in it, which is just because it's legal doesn't mean it's sensible, like I said. So they feel they're in a complex situation that lacks a simple solution, says Walmart. But they're no longer going to sell 223 caliber ammunition, which is the most common ammunition for AR-15 type rifles and platforms. They stopped selling those rifles some time ago. They will not be selling handgun ammunition of any sort in the future going forward. And that's the decision of Walmart, who, by the way, accounted for about 20% of ammunition sales in America in 2018 from the numbers I saw. So they moved a tremendous amount of ammunition. You'll have to find it elsewhere going forward. Those are the decisions, the headlines from Walmart. Excuse me, just yesterday, Julie Gundlach will be here to talk about it in a few minutes here on the program. 25 after, it is the Steve Gruber Show.